Hey y'all, we're back.
What's up?
Yeah, we're back with another Fried Friday episode. It's been a long time since we've done an actual Fried Friday for you guys, and I actually wanted to hop on here and make one because it's been so nice and quiet over here, and I'm fucking loving it. So yeah. And I'm only loving it because, there's not too much noise going on while I'm trying to actually make this episode for you guys. I'm pretty stoned, so it's like, if I'm not really as loud as I usually am, I apologize. I'm just feeling really mellow today. Feeling really chill. I'm not sure what that's about,
Yes.
but I'm feeling chill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, we're gonna start with our first segment today, which is weed horror stories. We're gonna be puffing on some zookies while we tell y'all a fucked up story.
I got a story.
You got a story?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I was with my homie, and we decided to hang out with the redneck kid, right?
The redneck kid.
He's a redneck. He was such a redneck that his nickname was Red.
Jeez Louise.
Right. So me, my homie, and Red invites us over. We're like, all right, whatever, fuck it, we'll have a nice place to smoke. We go up there. He shows us all the stuff in his garage. Like, he's got some pretty cool shit. And then he pulls out a machete.
Oh.
Right, and then he starts sharpening it on his parents'
Oh.
tools or whatever. And I'm like, okay. And then he put on his hockey mask and started riding his skateboard around the garage. And now we used to all ride skateboards, so that was our thing. So he's riding a skateboard with a machete, and out of nowhere he falls. And me and my homie was like, oh shit, is he dead? Like, if he's dead, we gotta leave, because they're gonna instantly try to pin this on two black kids.
Yes, instantly.
So we checked, and sure enough, he was okay. But the shock of him falling with the machete while riding his skateboard in a garage was horrifying.
But he didn't get hurt from the machete, right?
No. He was okay, luckily for him.
Ugh. That is so scary for everyone involved.
He was laying there for a long time too. Like, at first we were like, oh, he's good, and after that we were like, nah, he probably fucking killed himself.
Dude. Yeah, that's why you can't just smoke with anybody.
Yeah, because then I do stupid shit like that.
Even if they're your friend, like, you can't just smoke with any of your friends. Like, you have to smoke with the right friends. Like, seriously. Like, there are certain people that I cannot smoke with now. I used to smoke with them, but no, I cannot fucking do that shit now because they're too fucking immature. And it's just, no. No. Too messy, too, nosy, or, they're on other shit now. It's like, there's always something. So it's like, yeah, I don't fuck with those people anymore, and those people I don't smoke with. I got my small little group of homegirls that I'll smoke with, and my best friends and all that. And that's pretty much it.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I don't really have any guy friends. So. Well, not guy friends that I actually see often. I do have a few, from high school, and they're living their best life. Doing they shiz.
When the homies move out the hood.
Yeah, honestly. One of my younger friends, he, like, went to beauty school and all that, graduated, and he'd be working on hair and stuff, and he's really good, too. Like, he is really talented. Every time I see a new photo of his work, I'm just like, dude, that hair looks bomb. Like, you'd be hooking it up. He's good at makeup, too. But, like, hair is, like, his thing. Like, he can really work some hair. Like, the hairstyles, like, the dyeing, all of it. Like, layers, highlights. Like, he's just really good. He's really good at,
just... You tire me smoking a blunt.
Alright, I think I do have, like, a little horror story. Alright, so... okay, so... I was on edibles, right? And I decided to, like, lay down and take a nap. And I had my TV up a little louder than usual. And I guess when I rolled over in my sleep... Like, I flung the remote, right? So the remote was, like, on the side of my bed. And, like, the side of my bed, you can't really see shit once it falls down there. You just can't see anything. It's, like, the darkest part of the room. It just doesn't get a lot of light the way my lamp is set up. So it's, like, it's just hard to see. And, you know, I try to, like, use my phone light to, like, find the remote, and I'm trying to turn it, you know, find the remote so I can turn it down, and, like, the TV was, like, playing, like, this song, and it was, like, so fucking loud, so I'm, like, you know, trying to, like, find it, and it's, like, 2-3 in the morning, too, so I'm, like, trying not to wake anyone up, and I'm just, like, oh my fucking god, and I'm, like, high as fuck off edibles, too.
Yeah.
So, I was terrible at finding stuff, even more than I already am. You know, my reaction time was slower, I couldn't really see, you know, like, I had, like, sleepies in my eyes, it was just terrible. Does my eyes are hella low, too.
Does not compute.
Yep.
Does not compute.
And I finally...
Self-destruct sequence activated.
I finally found the remote. And was able to turn down the TV, but, you know, by that point, I'm pretty sure someone heard this, like, loud-ass song playing. It wasn't that. It was, like, something off of, like, Bob's Burgers or something, but it was, like, just this really long song. Like, it was longer than I thought any song on Bob's Burgers would be, you know? Because Bob's Burgers is only, like, a 25-minute show.
It was Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what was on. Because it was, like, the middle of the night. And this was... Yeah, yeah. Yep. It was, like, that or, like, Family Guy, you know? And, like, you know how they're always playing, like, random, like... weird songs. Whether it's them singing it or whatever, but...
Oh. Like,
it's just... it was a lot. Ugh. But it was, you know, it's a weird horror story because I was too stoned to find the remote and it took me forever and my ears were blown out by that time and it scared the shit out of me as well because, you know, I'm asleep and, you know, I just kind of wake up to this, like, loud-ass music and I can't find the remote. And I'm too stoned. That's how my brain was functioning.
I'm more like this.
No, and I hate that sound, and I don't know why I use it. I'm getting cold now, now that it's, like, darker out. Anyways, quick little update, though. We got 2 weeks and 3 days. Or I think it's 2 days now. 2 weeks and 2 days. Till we leave. And that's why we're making this episode for y'all, so y'all have some, you know, more episodes to listen to while we're on the road and, you know, enjoying ourselves.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent.
And for our second segment, we're going to spin the wheel. What should we put on the wheel today? I'll let you decide, because I always pick.
You have to guess the color.
Guess the color?
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
We can guess what color it will land on. Then you get the smoke.
So I guess before you spin it?
Before you spin it.
What I think it's going to land on?
Yep.
Alright.
Or you could guess primary, secondary, or...
I'm just going to go with blue. No. Orange.
Or you could say primary or secondary.
No, blue.
Alright, blue. Let's go for blue. And you landed on green.
I was close. That should mean I should hit green.
Give it another go.
Okay. Go blue now.
I like how the noise just stopped. And violet. You're pretty close. Just try primary or secondary.
I don't know. Just go with yellow.
Red.
I'm terrible at this game.
Primary or secondary? Just say one.
Primary.
All right, hit it. And you landed on green, which is a primary color. Wait, no, it's a secondary color. I'm tripping. I'm sorry. A primary would be like red, yellow, and blue. A secondary would be anything in between.
Jesus.
Come on. You got this.
Let's try blue again.
Big money on blue.
It's not.
It's orange.
Should have known. Because it'll land on a light color and then it'll go to like a dark color. Purple?
Oh, it landed on purple! Good job, you got purple!
Purple!
Hey, everybody.
Rosalie's Zookies are bomb. I'm so tired. I'm sorry, I'm so sleepy on this episode. I've been cleaning all day and I have no energy left. Sorry about this chair.
I think they got the joke.
This chair is terrible. I can't talk either, I guess. Oh, and I ran
you
out of...
You said the chair is sick?
Terrible.
Oh.
Anyways. Oh my fucking gosh.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I feel so out of it now. Thank you. That's exactly it.
You don't have to worry about your neighbors. Take out their garbage can and take out the garbage contents.
What type of commercial is that?
It's your Mr. Neighbor.
Was that like inspired by that show you used to watch.
The dude with the puppets and the socks?
No, I was gonna say...
Mr. Rogers, right?
No.
Yeah.
I was gonna say... the commercial was inspired by, like, those guys that made those weird, like, infomercials or whatever.
Oh, Tim and Eric.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, those guys are hilarious.
I was drawing a blank. That one always just doesn't sit right with me.
Okay. She doesn't like the sound of that yawn. Well, what do you guys think?
While I take this bong hit, why don't you tell them what you're planning on doing first when we get to the cabin? Bacon's the bomb.
We're gonna have the fucking jellyfish doing jellyfish. A conga line and shit. We're gonna have the speakers on blast.
We have to be respectful. I mean, it's pretty secluded from everyone else, but still. I don't want to be too loud. Well, around like 9 o'clock, we should probably tone down a little bit.
Good job. Oh. Damn. Nice job.
Thanks. But seriously, though, what are you planning on doing?
I don't know. I guess I want to smoke or toke or... We can play with our lightsabers.
Our lightsabers?
Yeah, you know. You know, some of that good old saber action, you know? You don't want to... Just a little?
No. I feel like...
We get new ones from Target.
I feel like... Boogie. My dog is sleeping.
What do you think he's dreaming about?
He's in space right now.
Ooh, Max.
Mission Control.
You're a space doggy.
Mission Control. Go back to that one sound you were doing. It was like a...
Yo, the frequency. Yeah, calling like in, Max.
Mission Max. Control. It's Mission Control. Because he's on a mission. He's
Max Lightyear of Star Command.
We should get him one of those little helmets.
That would be adorable if Max was Buzz Lightyear. I feel like he'd look better as Woody.
No. We gotta get him the helmet. Sorry, buddy. Let me cover you up. It's a little chilly. He's all mad because I woke him up.
Well, well, well.
Sorry. Well, I'm thinking when I first get there... Excuse me. When I first get there, I'm probably going to want to use the bathroom. And then I'm probably going to want to take a fat bong rip for sure. Let me pause this. Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm probably going to want to take a bong rip and...
Hey, watch this. You want to see me do that again?
Yeah, sure.
I can come over here. Alright, I'm back.
Okay.
Alright, now I'm over here.
Stop doing that.
Alright, I'll come back.
Back to the chair. Thank you.
It took a minute to learn that.
I really don't like when you end up on the ceiling.
Well, have you ever tried going on your own ceiling?
I don't really like heights, so it's a little uncomfortable for me.
Right, right.
So, it makes me nervous when you do that. Oh, and we're gonna make tacos the first night, right?
Yes, we are!
Beef tacos and chips and salsa. High five. Sounds delicious. And then for breakfast, bacon and eggs.
Yep, high five.
And then tuna sandwiches with chips for lunch.
Double high five.
And then, what are we having for dinner after that?
Steak?
Yep. Steak, mashed potatoes, and Kai's famous homemade mac and cheese. Which yeah. I'm excited for. Sounds delicious. I'm gonna vlog all of that, too. You get to teach them how to cook.
That's gonna be fun, right?
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we definitely should make our WeTube account, though. Put the vlog up, your little cooking stuff.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. But yes, it's gonna be great. And we're gonna eat really good and smoke some good stuff. I'm planning on picking up at least one Steezy product because it's gonna be 420, and it's like Steezy's like one of the highest leading like cannabis brands, so I feel like I have to have like something by Steezy for 420. I have to. Damn it.
It's all his fault. See, we have this guy that goes around our neighborhood with a fucking white mask and, like, a janitor suit. He just fucking walks around menacingly.
He only comes around on Halloween, though.
Yeah, luckily he only comes around, he only visits, like, once.
Once a year. No, but, it's like... Anyways... I'm excited. I really am, and that's really all I can talk about, and I know it's annoying, but you guys just have no idea, like, how much I've been looking forward to this, because I feel like when I'm in areas like that, in places like that, like, really, like, nature-filled areas, I'm at such peace, and it just feels so good. I guess I'm just not really much of a city person as I thought I was. You know, I like having a phone. I like to be able to charge things and have lights and all that. Are you okay?
Yeah, that was weird.
But, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. It's really pretty areas like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Maybe that's the type of place I should be looking for myself. Maybe something a little farther out, or maybe something just around more trees or something. And they say that, you know, oxygen is just good for you. I don't know. I guess I just want to be more calm, more at peace. I mean, I know I can keep myself calm. It's not that I'm, like, depending on nature to keep me calm, but it's like, I feel like I'm in a naturally calmer state when I'm around nature and positive things like that. Forest, the beach, pretty, like, meadows and trails and paths, little creeks and stuff, rivers. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm still afraid of, like, certain bugs and snakes and stuff, but that doesn't stop me from going out and enjoying nature. I still forget when I see it, though. Tell them about the time that I saw the snake when we were at that water place.
We were at the river. And we had our feet in the water, but we're like on the other side of the Sacramento River. I forgot where we were at.
We were at some, like...
I could look it up. Hold on, let me see.
I feel like we were at, like, a more, like, hidden spot, though.
Let me see if I can fucking remember.
Oh. A little more tucked off.
I thought I put the location on there. No? Oh, Middle Fork. American River. That's where
Middle
we were.
Middle Fork.
Middle Fork.
Was where we were at.
And yeah, we had our feet in the water, and Maddie just saw a big ass snake just swimming casually past her legs.
My feet, more so. Because, like, I had my legs, like, laid out.
It was a big boy.
Yeah.
Or a girl.
wasn't really fat. It was pretty skinny. So I don't know if it was eating much, but, like, it was long as fuck. And it's not that it was hurting me or anything, or, like, it didn't touch me or anything. It wasn't even really near me. It was, like, you know, a little farther out from me. But, like, I'm just so afraid of snakes. Like, it's a unexplainable fear, because I never really had a dangerous or, like, traumatic encounter with a snake to be afraid of snakes. I don't know. Ever since I was old enough to have fears, I've been afraid of snakes to this day.
Yeah, and then when we saw the snake, we were like...
Yeah, I got out of the water, like, pretty fast after that, and I kind of just sat up on, like, the dry rocks where the water wasn't flowing, because I was afraid that a snake would come out of the water, like, in between the rocks. Then I thought about, well, if they're coming out of the rocks in the water, they're coming out of the rocks on the dry land, where I'm sitting. So I started freaking out even more, and after that, I was just ready to fucking leave. Like, I just... Once I realized there were snakes there, and someone brought up the idea that there was more than one, I was like, no, buddy, we gotta go. No. I think we did stay a little longer,
So we can go around catching all the animals in Pokeballs.
No... Well, your friend rolled up a blunt. Well, our friend. I think he's my friend now. Our friend rolled up a blunt, and, like, that kind of convinced me to sit down and chill for a second and relax. And then I kind of forgot about the snakes. And I sat in the water a little bit longer, like maybe 5 minutes. And then I kind of remembered what I saw, and I was like, okay, now I'm cool. Yeah, I was just really freaked out.
It's okay, Maddie. I'm your fairy godfather.
No.
Fairy godfather.
No.
You're gonna make me wave this magic wand one more time.
Can you make wax appear?
Who's your fairy godfather?
You. I have too many wax.
Hold on, I'm a little rusty. Let me do this again.
That's just weed.
Hold on.
That's just more weed. That's just more weed.
God
That's
damn it.
More weed.
Hold on. Calm down. I got this.
That's still weed.
You get the idea.
But I want wax.
I'll try this one more time.
Just give me like a fucking ounce of weed.
Well, your other fairy godfather isn't going to give you that. Get up. It's time for school.
I don't have school.
I'm at the wrong house.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were, because I'm an adult.
Adults have school.
No, but they don't really have, like, fairy godparents. Isn't that usually for kids?
Was Cinderella a child?
I think in the cartoon she was an adult, but I think if you go back to, like, the origin story, she was, like, maybe, like, 15, 16?
No.
17?
No. I'm done.
At least she was under 18, and the prince was, like, maybe 18.
So you mean to tell me I just ripped up this Cinderella book for nothing?
Yeah.
That was kind of the basis of my existence.
Well, you gotta go, then. You want me to blow the smoke in your face on your way out?
Sure.
That would be a nice little outro, right, with the sparkles? Smoke and sparkles, y'all. Get your wand ready. I'll spark this up.
Alright.
Alright, y'all. Say goodbye to my fairy god. Fairy god dude. Let me say that. Fairy god dude.
I'm gonna bop you with this magic wand.
Please don't. I did my hair today. Ow. Now there's glitter in my hair.
Enjoy it.
It's never gonna come out.
Goodbye now.
Wait, you didn't get your bong hit. He left without his bong hair.
Who was that guy?
Some fairy god dude.
Did he have a wand like this?
Yeah.
Holy shit. This fucking sucker left us here. We're gonna have fun with that.
Okay, well, just don't turn Max into a toad, okay?
Way ahead of you, babe.
Okay. You just turned the McDonald's cup into a scrunchie. What are we gonna do with that?
You can wear it in your hair.
How about your hair?
You gotta destroy this thing.
I told you to not. Could you please aim that the other way? You still don't have aim with it.
I got rid of the wand. Okay? You'll thank me later.
But you almost hit me with that thing, and that would have just completely took my arm off in, like, one swipe.
You would have been like Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, basically. I don't think you want that, though.
We could roleplay.
No, thanks. No, thanks.
Come on.
No. Are we still spinning the wheel?
Oh. I just had wisdom teeth surgery. I just took out my gauze. Yeah, it looks a little bloody. Just a little, not a lot.
No more vaping.
My pen's dead anyways.
Alright, good. I'll buy another one.
You don't?
Not till you get your stitches removed. You really need to, like, just take a break. You're smoking.
You know what?
Because you're still bleeding.
What does the crowd have to say about that?
I don't know, but you're not spinning the wheel.
Oh, you want me to spin the wheel? Fine, I'll spin the wheel.
Watch yeah, this. I think you should.
It's going to land on...
I'm going to grind up this doobie.
It's going to land on spring green. Spring green, come on. Where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money?
Up your butt.
I came pretty close, okay? Seeing. Is that how you say it? Seeing? Sighing.
I call it...
Kyan.
I call it Kian.
Well, I landed next to the spring green, so you want to take a go?
Oh, it's Kian. Excuse me.
It's Kian. That just sounds like a ghetto name.
No, my bad. Kian. There we go. Because that's an A, right? Or is that an O in that? That's an A. Yeah, Kian.
I'm going to spin it again.
Spin it again.
I predict this time it'll land on fucking violet or magenta. I'm gonna go with magenta, okay? I'm not gonna pick
violet
two.
Violet goes violet. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on. See, I came pretty close. It landed on rose. Damn.
Rose hose.
Spin it again, spin it again.
Yellow.
Up.
Damn, bro.
It landed on magenta the second time.
Fuck magenta.
Alright, how about it lands on red?
How about blue?
Chartreuse. What the fuck? Who the hell just goes, pick a color. Chartreuse. What?
Who picks magenta? Bro, that bat got hella close. I'm fucking scared now. Stay the fuck away from this fucking place, bro. Damn bats.
Dingbat. Alright, let me see. Orange. It's gotta land on orange.
Blue!
It might land on blue. Magenta.
I really like magenta.
It's cursed.
Max said, I picked magenta.
Max, you can only see, like, three colors.
He picked magenta. Look at him.
It's gonna be blue this time. Okay, it's not. It's gonna be fucking spring green.
The color of my wallet.
Yeah. That's like a perfect swatch right there. Alright, how about green? It's gotta land on green. Come on. And it lands
yellow.
On fucking yellow. Are you kidding me?
Yellow, hello.
No, this is bullshit. Guess the color.
Violet.
Come on, violet. And it landed on fucking green.
It never landed on blue.
Let's see.
Still waiting for blue, and it won't come through.
Violet. I have a feeling it's gonna land on teal. Let's see.
It still won't land on blue, though. No. Like, why won't it land on blue? It
keeps landing on green, chartreuse, and spring green. Magenta. The magic word. Nope. And it landed on green again. This thing's broken.
This bug keeps fucking trying to get me.
Let's see.
Let's spin it one more time and wrap this up.
Guess the color.
Orange.
Oh. It might land on orange. It might land on orange.
Nope.
It might. Yeah.
Yellow.
Yellow. It landed next to orange, so that was a pretty damn good guess.
Okay.
So I knew that.
Well, that wraps up Spin the Wheel. We hope you enjoyed this random Fried Friday episode. We hope that you are taking care of yourself and others out there and staying safe and being kind. And, yeah, without further ado, we're going to take this bong hit and head out.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Cheers. Alright, y'all.
So long, my boys.
Stay lit, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.